ship closed to within a couple of kilometers behind, 8 kilometers below. Its course was straight and true, just pacing them.
Attack!
Luke felt it as an electric thrill of danger as Vistara spoke the second syllable, but he was already reacting to the alarm in her voice. He jerked the controls to port. There was no flash of light, just the sudden appearance of a white smoke trail in the air from the point ship had been a moment before to where the shuttle would have been had it kept its course. A moment later, there was a distant boom from behind and below. A sonic boom. Ship's accelerator weapon. An ancient device, it used high-order magnetism to accelerate masses of ferrous metal, usually durasteel spheres, to incredible speeds toward a target. In space, debris and asteroid detection sensors would pick up those missiles. In atmosphere, those sensors automatically reconfigured themselves for the size of obstacles normally found in the air. In other words, Luke was blind through the sensors, seeing ship itself, but not its supersonic missiles. He could hear Ben and Vistara arguing on the intercom.
I know, Ben, I know. I can barely see the balls emerge. Recalibrate the sensors for vacuum. We'll pick up every crosswind, every cloud and stream of dust. That dust storm will look like a giant mass. Just do it!
Luke kept his eye on the sensor screen, focusing on the aperture in the center of the spine emerging from the meditation sphere's top. There was just a blur of movement. He veered again, diving and banking to starboard. It was hard going, using pilot skill, muscle, and willpower to maneuver the sluggish shuttle. The smoke trail, caused by the metal ball smashing through the atmosphere, friction alone igniting oxygen as it went, appeared to Luke's left. Moments later, there was another distant boom.
Civilian craft XV-119, boat snap launch. This is Koval Station Control. Cease your maneuvering and return to your original course.
Luke grimaced. He didn't know these controls that well, wasn't wearing a TIE pilot's helmet with a voice-activated mic, and couldn't take his eyes off the sensors long enough to find the manual trigger for the comm system. Then he heard his son's voice.
Koval Station, this is Vote Snaplance. Wait!
There was a crackling noise, as if lightning had been set free to wander somewhere inside the shuttle. Sparks erupted from Luke's control board. His sensor screen image contracted to a tiny white dot and stayed that way. His cockpit lights dimmed to nothingness. The engine skipped, coughed, caught again. Blinking yellow and red alerts began to flash on the main monitor screen. Diagnostic warnings. And then that screen, too, failed.